The Irish Times reports this morning that there is growing disquiet within government and medical circles over the rapid increase in cases of the highly transmissible Delta variant of COVID-19. With the likelihood that Delta will become the dominant variant in Ireland within weeks, there is concern that those who are not fully vaccinated will be more susceptible. The report suggests that officials are especially concerned about the importation of cases into the Republic via the Northwest, with one official commenting, "We are worried about Donegal and Derry." A spike in COVID cases in the Derry and Strabane area is covered in the Irish News, with Dr. Tom Black, a GP based on the Bogside, quoted as saying soaring infection rates underlined the need for targeted testing and vaccinations among younger people. He said it's spreading rapidly throughout younger members of the population who are congregating. According to the top story in the Irish Independent, the government plans to press ahead with the reopening of indoor dining next month, despite the sudden rise in the Delta variant. Government sources told the paper there would be no knee-jerk reaction. The Belfast Telegraph gives coverage to a vigil to mark the one-year anniversary of the death of schoolboy Noah Donoghue. The vigil held on Cave Hill overlooking Belfast City was described as a celebration of Noah's 14 beautiful years. Women's Year of Living in Fear is how the Irish Daily Mail's front page headline sums up the findings of that Women's Aid report, which you may have heard in our own bulletin. A family has been forced into emergency accommodation after a giant sinkhole formed at their home in Cork City. The Irish Daily Star says the collapse, which was caused by a burst water main, cracked the walls of the family home, and the family couldn't even close the door behind them as the frame had been warped. According to Chief Superintendent Barry McPolan, quoted in the Irish Examiner, children as young as 12 are coming into Cork City Centre, getting drunk and staying out until 1 a.m. Do their parents know where they are? He asked. Also in the Examiner, there's a photograph of people gathering inside the stone circle during the summer solstice at Stonehenge to watch the sun rise at dawn on the longest day of the year. While the Star has a picture of two cyclists riding side by side as they came down the Dublin mountains overlooking the Boherne Breena Reservoir just as the solstice sun was setting. The cancellation of the Listoon Varna matchmaking festival features in the Irish Daily Mirror. Organiser Marcus White explained that all their events are staged indoors and they didn't want to take any risks. And the paper also reports that a large family syndicate collected a €12.7 million lotto prize yesterday. The family from County Kilkenny scooped the jackpot in April but waited 2 months to collect it in order to get some proper financial advice.